Morning, Ireland. It's a quarter to nine. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney has placed a limit of 20 on the number of passport queries from TDs he'll deal with on a special hotline. While party backbenchers report growing public frustration with delays in getting first-time passports. We'll hear more on this from Fine Gael's Michael Ring in a moment. But Catherine Linus, who's originally from Tipperary and lives in Edinburgh now, applied for a passport for her baby son earlier this year, as the family were due to take a holiday Wednesday just gone. But Catherine told our reporter Joan O'Sullivan why that holiday didn't happen.
So our baby boy was born in December, and then before he was even 2 months old, we applied for an Irish passport because my husband and I are both Irish. We both have Irish passports, and he needs the passport, you know, to fly home to see all my family that are still in Ireland. So to use Ryanair, you need a passport. And then we had our summer holiday booked from, we booked it, I think, the day we got home from the hospital with him. So we have that, had that booked for yesterday, the 25th of May. We had heard through the rumour mill there was a bit of delay, so we thought we were giving ourselves plenty of time. And I think we submitted it the 2nd of February, so we had everything signed by the, I think it's the witness that needs to be done, everything submitted, and it was showing on the application as the 2nd of February that it was all in and fine.
And have you received the passport?
No, we still haven't got the passport.
And have you received any explanation about why you haven't received the passport?
No, and I phoned. I mean, it's so hard to get through. I can't stress how hard it is to get through. I think the last time I got through was Monday, and it took me, my call log stopped recording how many times, because it got to 200, how many times I was pressing redial. So I'd say it took me about 400 times, about an hour and 45 minutes before I was put number 25 in the queue. And then I was speaking to the call handler. I was trying to be nothing but polite, because I understand these people are just answering calls and they're probably sick of listening to people like me. So I wasn't rude at all. I just was trying to get an explanation. I was trying to explain to him that we can't get these flights refunded. And he just said, "I'm terminating the call now," and hung up. And that was the second time I've been hung up on by a call handler at their office. No explanation. And then my mother finally got through, and the girl said, "We're waiting for the verifier too. Phone the person that signs, the witness that signs." And I mean, that was never explained to me before. That was never told. It was just said, "It's in the queue for the final checks. You just have to wait."
You were meant to depart on your holiday to Portugal. You didn't go.
No, we couldn't go. No passport for our boy, so can't get the flights refunded either.
How do you feel about the whole experience?
It's just so frustrating. Like, it's a right as citizens for us to be able to access a passport so we can travel freely. You know, yeah, we could have got a British one because Julian was born in Edinburgh and my husband's from Northern Ireland, so he's entitled to both. But we went for an Irish one because I'm proud to be an Irish citizen and I want my son to have that connection as well. But now I really wish that I would have just got a British one. And, you know, if I could get the passport back, if I could contact them and say, just stop the application, I would stop it and get a British one, because I just feel sickened. And, I think even my next one, I never thought I'd hear myself say it, but I'd be tempted to get a British one, because I just feel so let down by the whole service.
Catherine Linus talking about her missed holiday. I'm talking to our reporter there, Joan O'Sullivan. Fine Gael TD, Mayo TD, Michael Ring is on the line. Michael, how typical is Catherine Linus' experience? She applied 2nd of February, missed her holiday, ringing 400 times, hung up on twice. How typical?
Very typical. And my office is spending 60% of their time every day now dealing with passports. And, you know, it's really outrageous. The passport office is not fit for purpose any longer. And, like, Catherine, I want to say to her, first of all, apologise on behalf of the Irish government that she could not get her passport, a document that she was entitled to get. And I have the same problem. I had a problem last week where a family sent away for two children. One child's passport came back and the other child did not come back. So the family could not go on their holiday. I had five applications last week that people could not go on their holiday. So, and then I have situations, people coming in, calling the passport office 100 times plus. Can it get through? Can it get any information? And then we have a situation exactly like that Eddie had. The Gardaí now, this is an old system that's gone on for 100 years. if you're going in to get a new passport, you have to bring a child, or whoever is going to have the new passport, have to go into the Gardaí. The Gardaí has to sign the documentation, and then the passport office has to ring that Gardaí station to get verification that you're the person. Well, the problem we have in rural Ireland and that we have all over the country is the Gardaí stations might be manned a half an hour a day. Some of them, they might come every few days. And when they ring that office, then they can't get a Gardaí. And then the other problem we have, I had a passport this week, and the only person that paid the price was my constituents. The Gard put the wrong date on the forum. Instead of putting one date, he put the wrong date. They put it back to the back of the queue again. The Gardaí didn't get any consequences. The passport office didn't get any consequences. My person lost their holiday. Now, something has to be done in the passport office. What's going on is not good enough. People are paying their taxes. People are paying their property taxes. We expect a public service, and people are entitled to get their passport and to get their passport in a reasonable time. Now, I had six different people in the last week that sent in passports in time. There were only renewals, and they did not get their passports back. So there's
because
something
we were told the renewals
the
are working.
Office.
Weren't we told that renewals are working, and this is a problem just with first-time passport applications because they've gone up so much?
You were told this week, Anya, that 40% of the passports were because forms weren't filled correctly. That is not true. 40% of the forms is not correct. There may be a percentage of forms that are not filled in correctly. And when they say that they're not filled in correctly, if they have to ring a Gardaí station and there's no Gardaí there, that's not the constituent's fault. That's not the person's fault that makes the application. That's
no, but it still
fault.
Needs to be verified, doesn't it?
Of course it can, and it should be verified. And there's no need to be using this old system of the Gardaí Síochána. Go into the Gardaí, put it into a book, and somebody ringing down. Look, we're in the modern age now of computers. When that Gardaí or that person came into that office, that Gardaí should have been able to email that to the passport office. And when that person met their application, that email should have been there, and the details of the person's application.
But Michael Ring, you've been raising this at parliamentary party meetings week in, week out. What's Simon Coveney, your party colleague and the Minister for Foreign Affairs, doing to fix it?
I'm getting the same answers that you got last week, telling us about all the problems. They have 900 staff. We have 5 million people in this country. I did a survey the other day of 9 people. 6 people won't be renewing their passport for the next two years, some of them 3 years. And that means that a third of the people in this country don't need a passport. We have 5 million people. We have 900 staff. What's gone wrong? Something gone wrong.
Is it the minister's fault?
I beg your pardon?
Is it the minister's fault?
The secretary of the department as well had to take blame, and the officials within the department. It's always great to blame the politician. We're paying a man big money in that department. The secretary general, we have offices, the government are out all over the world having embassies asking, you know, in countries that I have never heard of, we have big embassies. Bring back these staff now and make sure that the people of this country are entitled to get their passport if they want to go on holiday this summer in a reasonable time.
You've closed down embassies to process passports.
All over the world, yes, put them in dealing with passports. They can deal with them in these countries. So let them come now and deal with them here as well.
All
and
right.
We'll get our people and get the passports once and for all and give people the service that they're paying for. But there's another simple way to do this. Another
Just very briefly,
way.
Michael Ring.
It's time now that we have 2 passport offices in Dublin. You have 1 in Cork and none in the rest of the country. We need a passport office in the west of Ireland.
All right.
Need one in every province. And it's time now that the passport office, it's time the minister and it's
All
time
right.
the secretary general and the staff start and show a bit of respect to their customers as well.
All right. And I'm afraid we've run out of time, but thank you for talking to us. Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Michael Ring.